Confused about corrosion control? We were too. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In Flint, lead levels in some children's blood have spiked dramatically. Scientists believe the Flint River is part of the problem. Flint switched from Detroit's water system last year. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is here with me. And Lindsay, first of all, we've been hearing some conflicting things from state officials about what exactly Flint has been doing, if anything, to cut down on lead in the water.
Yeah, state regulators told federal regulators earlier this year that Flint is not using corrosion control. And corrosion control is important because it helps prevent lead from leaching out of old pipes into people's tap water. So, Rebecca, you can imagine the confused looks when Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Director Dan Wyant on Friday said,
"Know that when the city switched from Detroit Sewer and Water, that the city utilized corrosion controls."
That directly conflicts with what the state said before.
Right. So, DEQ spokesman Brad Werfel says the corrosion control Flint used was lime.
Flint was trying to address the hardness of the water, so they chose lime to address the hardness. That is also a corrosion control agent. It's a recognized corrosion control agent. It just wasn't cutting it.
So it sounded like Flint was using lime for one thing, but it had this added benefit of helping with the lead problem.
But then we called up some outside experts.
Simply claiming to have lime addition as corrosion control is insufficient.
That's Daniel Jamar. He's a professor of environmental engineering at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. He told me that you can use lime for corrosion control, but you have to have a plan. You want to make sure your water hits a certain pH range, so you minimize the amount of lead in the water.
And so whether or not you have corrosion control isn't whether or not you're adding lime, but it's rather, are you achieving the target pH that you set out?
Mark Edwards, this researcher from Virginia Tech who's been super involved in Flint's water problems, was also confused by Wyant's claim. So he took a better look at Flint's data, and he believes that this water softening treatment is actually making Flint's water more corrosive.
Even as they're denying that the water is corrosive and it's causing this higher lead, the pH value is plummeting. It's becoming more acidic, and it led me to wonder, I mean, are they even watching what's happening to the pH of their water? It's like flying a jumbo jet without checking your gas tank.
The DEQ says they have been keeping an eye on the pH of Flint's water. I talked to Leanne Schechter-Smith. She heads up DEQ's drinking water office. And she says they absolutely monitor the pH of Flint's water, but they don't agree with Edwards that the recent changes are significant.
So a key point here in this confusion over corrosion control is that there's a difference between technically having some kind of treatment process that might work and having a plan. Schechter-Smith says Flint does not have a corrosion control plan, period.
At the time they proposed switching to the Flint River and implementing the lime softening treatment method, there was an indication that the pH control provided by that method perhaps would provide optimal corrosion control.
Obviously, that method didn't work. So tomorrow, city, state, federal officials, they're all getting together to come up with some kind of plan to control the corrosion.
Thank you, Lindsay.
No problem.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.